Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Michigan Wolverine season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN. Receive a free $25 entry fee in their Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And make sure you tune into Draft Day on July 13th, where Ryan Real Money Kramer will attempt to draft for 24 straight hours. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Michigan Wolverine season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh!
Nothing is over!
That's what Jim Harbaugh is telling his team, and Ohio State fans are saying,
you can't win!
So what's going on here? I mean, is the rest of college football, is Michigan becoming irrelevant? Perhaps the rest of college football is saying,
I don't care!
I don't know, Patty C, but let's
get where we're all getting to with these Wolverines.
Let's get the Dundee theme music going. All right. This is the Michigan Wolverines. Jim Harbaugh once played for this proud program. This was quarterback Ewan away from Harbaugh to Todd Collins to Elvis Gerbeck to Tom Brady.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, come on. This is the Wolverines here. Am I forgetting some? Probably. Scott Dreisbach. Brian Greasy.
There you go. I'll let him a little
Chad
NFL blood.
Henny.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What's happening here? They're coming off a 2-4 season, Patty C.
Man.
Harbaugh cleaning house some. Keeping Josh Gattis. But Don Brown's now at Arizona.
Gosh. I mean, this is the worst win percentage they've had at Michigan in, well, I guess since it hasn't been that long.
Since your boy Rich Rod.
Since Rich Rod was there.
Oh, I just don't know what to think. It's a critical year. We know this. We've talked college football all year on the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend, 130 team preview. But this is one of those teams we've circled as must watch along with Nebraska, along with USC, because each week you could be looking at a loss that could decide the coach's fate.
Yeah, that's right. The stakes are awfully high right now for old Jim Harbaugh. He better get it together. Look, I just looked at it. Before that, the last time they had a win percentage this low, 33%, all the way back in 1962, aside from that 1 year with Rich Rodriguez. So Harbaugh having a historically terrible year last year. Yeah. Better figure it out.
And the big question is, that what can they do at the quarterback spot? What will they do at the quarterback spot? Is it McNamara from a season ago? They go out into the transfer portal. They get Texas Tech transfer Alan Bowman, who played good when he played, got injured.
It's a nice pickup because he's proven it somewhere else before. Then again, so had
what was the guy from Iowa they had? Shea Patterson.
Shea Patterson. That's what I had in mind. Rudock from Iowa. He actually played pretty well.
Probably played the best of them, right? But JJ McCarthy, big time freshman coming in. Now you got three quarterbacks battling for this top spot.
Well, I thought they were in a really great place last year between McNamara, who was highly recruited, Milton, who looked like a Greek god, and Luke McCaffrey, who you figured, you know, it was his time to take the next step. And then all of them, you know.
Luke McCaffrey's at Northern Colorado. Joe Milton's at Tennessee.
Yep. And Caden McCaffrey is an unproven product despite having gotten
McNamara.
McNamara. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, there are major question marks. I don't even know if McNamara would be considered the hard favorite at this point, just based on McCarthy coming in.
Yeah.
And Bowman.
And Bowman, yeah. I'm about to say, I don't know. I gun to my head, I would say McNamara just because he's known the offense longer. But, I mean,
yeah.
Coming off a 2-4 season, guys, and some of these beatings, I mean, they lost to a bad Michigan State team in Mel Tucker.
They did.
They lose by 17 to Indiana. They lose by 38 to Wisconsin. That's two times in a row Wisconsin has whooped their ass. Them.
Yeah.
Lose by 10 to Penn State. And even. They almost went 1-5 because they needed a triple overtime game to beat Rutgers. And to be honest, their other win of Minnesota was with Minnesota out like 30 players.
Yeah, that's true.
They almost went winless.
Can you imagine? He'd be done. He'd be gone if they had gone winless. Terrible, terrible season for Harbaugh last year. And what's worst is it wasn't flukes. It wasn't flukes. They were just that bad. That was the most confusing. Let me rattle off these recruiting rankings that he's had, right? Okay. And Colby, this is a feather in your cap as far as recruiting.
You see, there's a lot of them up there now, man. There's a lot of them.
Old Washington Redskins. Fucking fan base. Okay. We got Michigan starting in 2017, number 5, number 22, number 8, number 14, and number 13. So, you know, not the top 10 that we're used to them, but certainly still in the low teens for the most part. And this year sitting on the number 10 class at the moment. So look, there's just no excuse with that kind of talent.
Yeah. And then you add in, I mean, I don't know. Zach Charbonnet transfers out to UCLA. They're starting running back, but they have Hassan Haskins and they also have this 5-star Donovan Edwards coming in. This is the real part where if you're excited, if you're Michigan, cause you have, well, 4 of 5 starters on the offensive line are back, but really 5 of 5, because the fifth guy has starting experience.
Yeah.
So you have 5 guys that have started multiple games on your O-line. You're bringing back your entire receiving core. You're bringing back the quarterback that started for you some games last year in Cade McNamara. You figured out a running back with Haskins and Edwards, and you're breaking in a new tight end, but probably be Eric, Ali or Eric All, I think it is.
There you go.
And you got to think the offense has got to be better. There's no way. Last year there was 66.
Well, who the hell is the playmaker on this offense?
Well, that's been a problem for 15 years for Michigan, I feel like.
Yeah, but they've had like semi playmakers for a while.
Since Denard Robinson, I would say.
I mean, Nico Collins was solid at least.
Peoples Jones, I guess.
Peoples Jones was okay. Yeah.
But
Roy Rountree, but
66th in scoring offense last year, 95th in running the ball. A Harbaugh coach team, Patty C, 95th in rushing.
You might call it Harbaugh.
Jeez, 44th in passing, 78th overall. They got to get a lot better, and I actually think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will be a lot better on offense.
Well, let me tell you about my thoughts on this offense. Okay. Just from a theoretical stylistic standpoint, I talked about how I was excited about them going back to the, or maybe fusing that. I guess I read it was called the Pro Spread. Very creative name there, Gattis. But it's basically the little dirt bike offense they're talking about, getting rid of the big, tall wide receivers like Peoples Jones and getting some more little Roy Roundtree types running all over the fleas, we call them.
Yeah.
Running around the field, getting picked off, bases. Yeah.
Here you go.
Coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should go back to the big players because they were close earlier. I just watched that number two Ohio State versus number three Michigan game the other day from 2016. They should have won that. And look,
if Spate doesn't fumble at the 1 yard line
or throw a pick six or throw another interception inside their own 25,
yeah,
like gave that fucking game away.
They were the better team that game.
They were the better team. Yeah. And look, and Spate was a 3-star, right? So who fucking transferred in? So maybe just stay the course and get a better quarterback like you had. It doesn't have to be Andrew Luck. It can be the likes of a Dreisbach or a Gerback.
Yeah.
You know, get a good 4-star quarterback.
Gerback.
Yeah, or any Pollock you can find. Right, throw him back there. And play regular Michigan football, just like you're Wisconsin. You are the same thing as Wisconsin or Notre Dame, only you're right next to Ohio. So you can go get a couple speedsters out of Cleveland, and then boom, you're a fucking national championship team. You don't have to go to this spread. And you already tried it with fucking Rich Rodriguez, and what happened? It didn't fucking work.
A little bit of Brady Hoke too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Now look, defensively, Don Brown's gone. He was really good.
He was.
And now you bring in Mike McDonald from the Baltimore Ravens.
Brotherly
love, right?
Yeah.
Brother saying, hey, son, this coach, maybe he'll help you out. Don't get your ass fired. All right.
There you go.
But they return 9 starters on defense, Patty C. And this is a defense returning their entire secondary and their entire defensive line. So the linebacker position is really the only thing. You're bringing in 2 new linebackers, but in Taylor Upshaw and David Ajabo. And I don't say that confidently. Is the defense going to be better? Because Don Brown was a damn good defensive coordinator. I understand that maybe the locker room was divided. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, Michigan's 3 seasons prior to that in scoring defense. Oh, sorry, I had it. Were 13, 16. And 25, and then last season they slide
95th
all the way to 95. So is it a Don Brown thing? I guess they have a better pulse of the finger on the pulse.
89th in total yardage allowed.
89th. That's so bad at Michigan. They didn't even play a ball buster schedule.
Yeah, they did. They didn't play Ohio State. They didn't.
Penn State sucked ass last year.
Wisconsin wasn't very good.
Yeah, Rutgers was not good either.
The best team they played on there, Minnesota had 30 players out. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Besides,
and they still
can't win.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They gave up 40 points consecutive weeks. I don't know.
Well, let's get to this thing. What is Vegas saying? 7.5 is the win total, Patty C. They played 10 power fives. They have 2 sets of back-to-back away games.
From a strictly a recipe standpoint for any team, that doesn't bode well.
Yes, that's a dangerous thing there. And they play 0 FCS teams.
Also not helpful.
The other 2 teams they play are from the MAC. We will get to it Saturday, September 4th. They're taking on Western Michigan, Tim Lester's bunch. This should be a win for Michigan, but it's still a decent MAC team.
Yeah. They better win this. They will win this.
Like the question, if Western Michigan played Rutgers last year, who'd win?
If Western Michigan played Rutgers last year, that's a good question.
Cause it took Michigan 3 overtimes to beat Rutgers.
Yeah, that's a fair question. I think Western Michigan could potentially have given Rutgers problems last year. So
I think it would have been a game. All right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let me say this. I will say Jim Harbaugh was found bitching at Ryan Day during the Big Ten coaches meeting or whatever about practicing during the off season when he shouldn't have been. Kind of a bitch move, but you know, if Ryan Day is a blatant cheater, which we know Ohio State to be, then you know, maybe you respect that. But
I love how you're showing your favoritism to Michigan just right through this.
Hey, well, it's fucking true. They've been caught 1,000 times cheating. So let's, and then for Ryan Day to be like, oh, fuck you. Like I'll cheat when I want. So anyway, but all that to say, maybe if Michigan really was respecting the COVID rules and other teams weren't, that could be a reason they weren't quite as good last year.
Well, and how about the fan angle? You got the big house.
Yeah.
The
should,
big house
should help.
The big house wasn't a big house last year.
No, it wasn't. It was an empty, empty mansion.
Yeah. And that's probably a reason why the team.
Yeah. Yeah. He felt like shit afterwards.
All right. That's what Jim Harbaugh felt like. Let's get to it. Western Michigan out the gate. That's a win, right?
That's a win.
Week two. And last year, this was supposed to be in Seattle. Now it was going to take Washington.
Yeah.
They welcome Washington, which gun to my head, I'll say I'll give Michigan a 3-point favorite here.
Like, if I'm being honest, if I'm not being a Michigan fan here, Washington should win this game. Washington's a better team than Michigan.
We got Phil Steele's book magazine just came in the office and we're reading this thing, and he's got Washington as a top 10 team.
Yeah. If look, I'm going to be honest here. I don't think they win this. I think they lose this game.
I'm going to give it to Michigan. Playing devil's advocate here. Michigan by a field goal.
Okay.
Week three, home to Northern Illinois.
That's a win.
That's a win. So 3-0 out the gates.
Okay.
Home to Rutgers. This is a team you narrowly escaped. I can't wait to watch this one because I think they're going to be thinking about Wisconsin the next week. It's a good spot for Rutgers to catch them.
Yeah, that's true. They would be idiots to be overlooking them, especially given that Shiano is a different kind of coach than they've faced before. So
4-0.
Well, I got them 3-1. Yeah. 4-0 says Colby D.
That's a slippery game. At Wisconsin, October 2nd. I have Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a loss.
At Nebraska, October 9th. I have Nebraska.
I think I have Michigan there. So
now we're evened up.
Both at 4-2 here.
Home to Northwestern. Now they get a bye week before this.
That's but they're huge.
Home to Northwestern and Patty Fitzgerald's bunch.
Northwestern coming off a home game against Rutgers, rather, so they should be ready.
So they drew all three of their West opponents in 3 weeks in a row, essentially on their schedule.
Yeah.
And getting two of the past, getting Wisconsin and Northwestern, those are the guys that have won the Big Ten West the past 4 years.
Three
of the past 4 years. Isn't it four of the past four?
Is
years?
It four of the past?
I think
four?
It's four, right? Iowa went 1 year.
Okay.
5 years ago, was that? I think the past 4 years, because I think it was Wisconsin.
Well, probably between
Wisconsin,
those
Northwestern, Wisconsin, Northwestern, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Iowa was something maybe in there. But that's a tough draw getting those teams there. I got them beating Northwestern in the big house.
Yeah, I actually do too. Let me take a look at this. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last five Big Ten Big Ten West champions will be on their schedule.
Tough draw.
Yeah.
I got them beating Northwestern on October 23rd, which moves them to 5-2 for me.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give it to him too. Although I think that's disrespecting Pat Fitzgerald. I just think Harbaugh is going to get it figured out.
Well, how about the following week at Michigan State where Mel Tucker beat him last year?
I feel like Michigan's got to get them. They got to get them.
I can't believe they lost to them last year.
Yeah.
I'm on Michigan.
Yeah, me too.
6-2. All you need is two more wins, Patty C. They are home to Indiana. This is slippery. Because coming off of the Michigan State win of a rival.
Yeah.
Especially the fact you lost to them last year.
Let me say this. Between Northwestern, Michigan State, and Indiana, they're going to lose one of those.
I think I'm probably with you here.
Yeah.
That puts them at, I'm going to say Indiana beats them.
Yeah.
That's what then
6-3.
6-3 at Penn State. I have Penn State.
Yeah. 6-4
at Maryland. I got Michigan.
Yes. 7-4.
So you're telling me your win total rides on whether they're going to beat Ohio State. And this is us giving them the Washington game and Northwestern.
Well, not me giving them the Washington game, but
yeah. Okay. Well, Northwestern.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, I think it's
I'm on the under.
I think they will be at 7-4. And I do obviously think they probably get throttled by Ohio State again.
7-5. Under is the play, right? Is that enough for Jim Harbaugh? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Matt Campbell does not want to leave Iowa State, which appears to be the case when you turn down $69 million from Detroit Lions, when you don't take an interview with the Baylor Bears, is there a better option than Jim Harbaugh? Like, who do you go out and hire?
You know who I would go get?
Who's that?
It might be a year or two away. Maybe if Harbaugh goes 7-5 this year.
Do they fire him at 7-5?
They should. They should. But I don't think they will. I think they'll get maybe one more. 6-6, they're getting much closer to firing him, I think.
What if he goes 6-6 but beats Ohio State?
They keep him.
Okay.
Beating Ohio State would have to go bowling. I think that's the minimum he could do win wise and keep his job. 6-6. And that would require an Ohio State win. But 7-5 without beating Ohio State might keep him his job.
And who do you think they should? Let's say 7-5, they lose to Ohio State, they get rid of him. They can't get, say Campbell wants to stay at Iowa State.
You know who they should go get? Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame defensive coordinator. And not only that, knows Ohio State backwards and forwards because he played there and coached there.
Would he go there?
That's a good question. It's fucking Michigan, though. It's a big ass job.
Yeah.
And I feel like Michigan and Ohio State, there's a love hate thing.
Who do you think they're, let's say Campbell tells him he's not interested because he's told he's already defied the odds on a lot of these things of like, what?
Yeah.
Who would their shortlist be? Would Freeman be on that list?
Les Miles.
Yeah. No, but seriously, like who would be on there?
That's a good question. It's Michigan though. So almost anyone they want, you feel like would have to be interested.
Who in the college ranks would be available?
Would be a good candidate. I mean, pretty much anyone in the ACC outside.
But who is a name that's going to get you more wins
than Harbaugh?
Mack Brown is going to probably be second place in the ACC. This is a guy who's 70 some years old. I don't think he wants to go to Michigan.
Yeah.
Right. In the SEC, who you think they would play for Kiffin? I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Jimbo Fisher's not going to leave A&M.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Michigan like really like bound to one style of football? Are they like Wisconsin? I don't know if they could go air raid and probably have the same sustained success that they have had just because I think they're great at
their identity,
and they've branded themselves as that. And so like they get tight ends and tackles and guards and shit all the time. And you know, they get blue chips of that variety that other teams would probably love to have, but they get because, and same with Iowa, like a lot of those teams do that. I think Michigan has like lost its brand a little bit.
Brian Ferentz.
No.
Who could they get, Patty? See, I'm asking you who would make sense. Freeman is your only option right now that you're saying. I mean, would Shiano leave Rutgers for Michigan?
I don't know if he would at this point.
He's
got it going in the right direction. I don't know, dude. That's a tough question. I'm sure like I should have a list of best coaches in college football.
Well, no, but I'm saying like, if you look at that, there's not many that I think would take that job.
Well, I'm sure a lot would, but who would do a better job than Harbaugh?
That's what I mean.
A
lot would take the job. Hold on. Now let me preface. I'm not trying to say it. That's an idiotic statement. What I just said, I'm saying a lot would take the job, but as far as the elite of elite, which one is better than Jim Harbaugh? I don't know that there is.
What about like Gus Malzahn? Would he?
No, Jim Harbaugh's a better coach in my opinion.
I agree. I think Harbaugh messed up by going away from the pressure to beat Ohio State, right? He has to do better recruiting, right? He has to get into the top 10 recruiting. So whatever he's doing isn't
Cristobal?
No.
I could see them maybe going for Cristobal.
I could see them doing that.
And I think
too.
He might take that.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, that would actually kind of make sense. It's like,
but that's hilarious because I think it's going to be a worse hire.
Yeah, I agree. Dude, Harbaugh is, if he gets his guys right and gets a quarterback to go with it and just has the exact same team with maybe one more athlete at wide receiver, if he can get a stud tailback, like, when are these guys going to pan out? Because look, two hotshot freshmen at quarterback and tailback in Edwards and McCarthy. If these dudes pan out, then maybe in a couple of years they finally figure it out. But it's just gotta.
You know who they should go for? Kyle Whittingham.
He would be good, but he's not sexy enough.
He's like
for Michigan.
61 though.
They need.
He'll be 62.
I'm telling you, Marcus Freeman's the guy. Freeman is the guy, and he needs to get himself an offensive coordinator too.
So you're on the over or the under though?
I'm on the under.
I'm on the under too. I think they go 7-5.
It's 7.5.
Yeah.
That's really not that many wins. They should be able to get that.
But I have them beating Washington and Northwestern and Michigan State. And those are question marks to me.
Yeah. They just haven't proven it.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan State just beat them last year. They look like shit.
Were they 9-4 a couple years ago, including an overtime win against Army?
I don't know.
They had a very good win against Notre Dame a couple years ago. Maybe they're just not that far away, and last year was an aberration. But
we're gonna find out on Saturday, September 11th, buddy.
I can't wait. I love Michigan football. I can't wait to watch it. But I mean, that last year was terrible on the heart.
Yeah. All right, folks. If you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, well, if you're a Michigan fan, you're going to definitely want to listen to the College Basketball Experience because Hunter Dickinson's back. Juwan Howard's recruiting at an unbelievable level. We talk college basketball year round over there, and we're really high on the Wolverines and a lot of the Big Ten next year. So check out the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend, and look, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we break down every single we're breaking down 130 podcasts. Every single team in the FBS will be covered. Some of them are going to have two episodes. We're also going to cover some of the FCS. We got you covered on the College Football Experience, but also me, NC Nick, Patty C, we've been handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. We've never had a losing season in its own season. Does that make sense? Each college football season, we've never had a losing record. Individually, all of us. Each college basketball season, we've never had a losing record. So obviously, as a you know combination, we've never had. Yeah, we're way up. We also
24 seasons individually that we've all won.
Yeah,
you know, above 500. That's a lot of winning.
And our locks are way over 500. We give you all that for free on the SGPN app. Download that app. It's a ton of fun. We'll get all of our podcasts, all of our articles. Just did a top 10 hardest schedules in college football. Michigan is on that list. And then we also have. A ton of great articles. I have a rank of all 130 coaches. Terrell Furman's writing articles. NC Nick's got articles. We got you covered. We also have podcast contests. Just get the SGPN app. It's free in the App Store, Google Play Store, and check us out. If you get that, you will get all of our picks, which are for free. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you download that app and give us a 5-star review? Say some nice things about us. And if you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD and give me a follow and show me that review. And I will send you a College Football Experience or College Basketball Experience t-shirt. Brand new. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. Give him a follow. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Give him a follow and make sure you follow the College Football Experience on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And also the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at @DSGP Network and the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. That's fun. That works. Sometimes they'll block you from cool sites. Download the Slack app and go to that Sports Gambling Podcast channel. You're going to have fun being able to talk sports while on the clock. Gotta love it. All right, Patty C. This is the College Football Experience Michigan Wolverines season preview. Unfortunately, we say take the under. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.